சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 4 வெர்ஸ் நம்பர் 26. ஶ்ரோத்ராதீனீந்த்ரியாண்யன்யே சம்யமாக்னிஷு ஜுஹ்வதி ஶப்தாதீன் விஷயானன்யே இந்த்ரியாக்னிஷு ஜுஹ்வதி லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா டாக்கிங் அபவுட் த யக்ஞம். யக்ஞம் மீன்ஸ் அன் ஆஃபரிங். ஒன் கேன் கன்வெர்ட் என்டையர் லைஃப் as an offering to the Lord, just as when you do yajnam, in that agnihotram you offer, do oblations, and that dravyam, yajna dravyam, you have offered into that fire, it goes to the Lord. So keeping that as a model example, Lord Krishna is telling you can convert your every action into yajnam. Every action without exception, that means yajna bhavana, yajna attitude. Edge dhatu, it comes from the edge dhatu, to worship. Life itself is in worship, and the living, your life itself is a worship. So every minute you are worshipping the Lord. So yad bhavam tad bhavati, they say. As you think, so you become. As you think, so you become. If you think with high attitude and with a nice, positive, right thinking, your life become more constructive, more healthy, more beautiful, wonderful, useful also. So that attitude bhavana, where it comes? In your mind. So convert your mind with full of positive, right attitudes, bhavanas. Your mind should be with full of right attitudes, right bhavana, sadbhavana. It is called sadbhavana. Now in the newspapers and all, they are publicizing, positive thinking classes, management, positive thinking kaga classes. Adhe Bhagavad Gita class kuvanna varamata. So dynamic thinking, positive thinking, many classes are going on. That's what Lord Krishna talking from long time. Yajna bhavana is called positive thinking. Yajna bhavana, that offering. What you have to offer into what? All negative offer into positive. That's all. All wrong things you have to offer into right things. All evil thoughts, evil things, everything offer into the right, divine, good things. So once you offer everything into that, unto the Lord, Lord gives the best to you. And the first what Lord Krishna said, Brahmarpanam Brahmahavihi. If you, just as our ancestors do, to do that offerings and all in Homa Kunda, that person, a jnani's idea is, everything is Brahman. The one who is offering is Brahman. The offerer is Brahman. What you are offering is Brahman. Into which you are offering Brahman. What you are going to get is also Brahman. What not Brahman? Everything is Brahman. Everything is Bhagavan. That attitude. So, like that you see in everything. What are all there? 12 yajnas Lord Krishna giving from 25th verse onwards. We saw the two yajnas. First yajna is what? Jnana yajnam. Jnana yajnam. Offering the jivatma, lower I, into higher I. Yajnena eva yajnam upajuhati. The small I, the crooked I, ahankara I, jiva, body, mind, complex I is there, no? I am a housewife, I am a husband, I am a father, I am a mother. This is lower I. Whatever identity card you give, no? That is lower I and artham. Ahankara I, which is having always problems. The problematic I, you offer into what? Higher I, which is free from problems. Atma and artham. Offer your lower I, ahankara I, problematic I, which is having insecurity all the time, offer into higher self, which is free from insecurity, which is free from death, birth, old age. That is higher self. This is called Jnana Yajnam. Where we are doing that Jnana Yajnam? In Bhagavad Gita class, we are doing that Jnana Yajnam. For that what we say all the time, leave your ahankara with your chappal and come enter the class. Leave your ahankara, enter the class. Means what? You are offering your lower I into higher I. You are, once you drop your lower I, ego I, ahankara I, individuality, too much individuality, possessive nature. That if I slowly reduce, higher I come to manifest. Then anandam. Smiling all the time. No gloomy face, but ever blooming. You don't know how look, you look so beautiful, handsome when you are smiling. I know that. I can see your face and I enjoy that you are smiling. Okay, this is called Jnana Yajnam. Suppose this is difficult. For those who are not attending Bhagavad Gita classes, for them it is difficult. See, all people cannot attend Bhagavad Gita class. Some of them are not knowing that there is a Bhagavad Gita class. Some people do not know that by going to Bhagavad Gita class we can get that ananda. They do not know. Some people, they never come at all. So what about those people? Bhagavan says you can take other yajnas, whatever you can do, suppose. Other yajnas also you can practice. You will get a lot of benefit. What is that second yajna Bhagavan gives in 25th shloka? Deva yajna. Deva yajna means every day worshipping the Lord. Deva yajna. Some people worship the Lord. Yoginaha, karminaha. Those who are doing lot of rituals, pujas. Daivam paryupasate, 25th shloka, first line. Daivam paryupasate. Meticulously they do daiva puja every day. That is also a yajna. So when I worship the Lord, I, the individual worshipper, bhakta, merge with the Lord. I should not stand apart as a bhakta all the time. Bhagavan, let me merge with the Bhagavan. I, the bhaktas, need not stand individually. Once I start as a bhakta, then slowly that bhakta, worshipper, devotee, merge into the Lord, mentally. Physically, you cannot merge. Adela cinema la da nadakkum. Okay. Here, mentally, I merge with the Lord. In the Margali Vasam, when they are chanting Tiruppavai, ஒரு ஒரு நாள் ஒரு ஒரு பாசுரம் தி சாண்ட். வாட் இஸ் எ பியூட்டிஃபுல் மீனிங், ஹவு ஆண்டாள் மெர்ஜ்டு வித் த லார்டு. நம்ம ஒரு ஒரு நாள் ஒரு ஒரு ஸ்வீட் பண்ணி ஆண்டாள் பேர் சொல்லி ஒரு பாசுரம் படித்து ஒரு ஒரு ஸ்வீட் சாப்பிட்டுன்னு இருக்கான் இவன். ஆண்டாளுடைய அந்த நேச்சர், இந்த டிவோஷன், பக்தி, தட்ஸ் வை ஆண்டாள் இஸ் எவர் ஆச்சந்திர தாரகம் பண்ணார். ஆஸ் லாங் ஆஸ் த சன் மூன் இஸ் தேர், ஆண்டாள் வில் ரிமைன் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஹர் டிவோஷன் டு த லார்ட். She did Daiva Yajnam. So great she is. No? Bhagavan, Bhagavan, Bhagavan Chintana. Daiva Yajnam. Next Yajnam is what we saw, 26th Shloka. Third Yajna. In this Shloka there are the three Yajnas Bhagavan gives. Third one is Dama Yajna. Shrotradini Indriyani சம்யமாக்னிஷு ஜோம்ஹாதி. தீஸ் யக்ஞாஸ் ஆர் எக்ஸலண்ட் பியூட்டிஃபுல் சாதனாஸ். இஃப் யூ ஃபாலோ 2, 3, 4, 5 யக்ஞாஸ் அட்லீஸ்ட், இஃப் யூ ஃபாலோ 12, யூ ஆர் த பெஸ்ட் அமாங் த ரெஸ்ட். ஓகே, அட்லீஸ்ட் இஃப் யூ ட்ரை. வாட் இஸ் த தேர்ட் ஒன்? இந்திரியாணி ஸ்ரோத்ராதீனி. இந்திரியாணி மீன்ஸ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ். சென்ஸ் ஆர்கா மீன்ஸ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ். Eyes, ears, nose, all these sense organs like ears, etc. Samyamagnishu jumhatinar. Yoginaha, anye means yoginaha, some people. Some people, what they do? Samyamagnishu means undisciplined sense organs, they offer into samyamagni, and agni means sense organ there, into disciplined organs. Agni means don't take literally agni. Everything you put into agni, what will happen? Bhasmam, ashes only. Here agni is a figurative word, symbolic. Why Agni word used Bhagavan here? Agni is that when you put in something into that it will swallows. What you put, it will disappear. That is why Agni is this pavitram nartham. It makes everything refined, pure. Pavakaha ni per Agni ki. பவித்ரம் கரோதி இது பாவகஹா. பாவகஹா மீன்ஸ் நமக்கு ஏதோ ஞாபகம் வந்துடும். பாவக்காய் வரக்கூடாது மனசுக்குள்ள. பாவகஹா மீன்ஸ் ஃபயர். வை அக்னி கெட்ஸ் ஃபயர் நேம்னா பவித்ரம் கரோத்தின்னார். தட்ஸ் வை அக்னிஹோத்திரம் இஸ் ஹையஸ்ட் பியூரிஃபயர்னார். வை ஃபயர் இஸ் த நேம், அக்னி நேம். அக்ரே கச்சதி இது அக்னிஹி என்னார். தட் ஹுச் லீட்ஸ். ரிக்வேதா பிகின்ஸ் வித் அக்னி. அக்னிமீளே புரோஹிதம், தட் இஸ் த ஃபஸ்ட் விசிபிள் ஃபைவ் எலிமெண்ட்ஸில் விசிபிள் எலிமெண்ட். தட் அக்னி வென் யூ ஆஃபர் அக்னி, பகவான் டஸ் ஏ கொரியர் சர்வீஸ். இந்திராய ஸ்வாஹா, வருணாய ஸ்வாஹா, எல்லாம் வி ஆர் புட்டிங் இன் அக்னி ஓன்லி. பட் வி ரிமெம்பர் தட் காட், திஸ் ஷுட் கோ டு தட் லார்ட். நம்ம சொல்கிறோம் அன்னமாட அக்னி தேவத்துக்கு, வருணா யஸ்வாஹா, ஓ அக்னி தேவதா, ஐ எம் ஆஃபரிங் திஸ் டு வருண தேவதா, யூ கிவ் இட் டு தட் வருண தேவதா. இந்திரா யஸ்வாஹா, யூ கிவ் டு இந்திர தேவதா. அக்னி தேவதா லிசன் தட் அண்ட் ஹி டேக்ஸ் இட் தட் ஆஃபரிங் அண்ட் கிவ்ஸ் டு த பகவான், டு தட் லார்ட். So similarly, Agni Devata is the one who receives everything and he conveys to that Lord. With what sankalpa you do and the phalam comes back to you. So Agre Gacchati, he moves, leads everything. He takes everything. Agragami, yani pera varike. Agragami. So Pavakaha Agni, that's why Deepam we are keeping every day. Lighting the lamp, it represents Agni Devata, purifier. If you put that vilak veetla, it purifies the entire house. The air comes out of that, no? It purifies. Therefore, Agni here symbolizes. Now, what is our Agni? Here, disciplined organs like fire, that disciplined organs, all your sense organs are disciplined. What do you have to do? All undisciplined organs you offer into them. Suppose your eyes are seeing all bad pictures, bad events, bad enna series cinema ellaa events edhu varadillaya illa enna nenmo paakradhu kannu adha enna pannana you have to see good things, all good pictures. That is called offering bad into good. Then sabdam, people are fighting, quarreling, that sound is entering into our ears. Suppose it is always listening all bad words, suppose, shabdam, amangala shabdam. Avoid that, offer that into what? You put your ears towards nice music, Bhagavan Namam. Adhikada Margali Masame. All these yajnas you can follow, Margali Masam. At least 1 month follow panna, next rest of the 11 months and the vasana konja irukko namakku. Adhikada every Margali Masam. 1 year you resonate, 1 month you resonate yourself, rest of the year it will help you. Again rust will come, again Margali Masam. Like that our elders kept so many practices for our sake. There is a meaning, there is a purpose. So listen good auspicious things, nice music, nice words, nice things. And you are not eating good things, suppose you eat unnecessary chocolates. One girl is saying, I love chocolates, Swamini. And a lot of complaints later. I love this and without chunity and a sapadla, apan tagarar and artha. I love and chalakoda. This is good for my health sake, I am eating and chunan. Therefore, anything, I love this music, I love these sounds, I love nothing. Yeah, I love these forms, I am addicted to certain forms, I am addicted to certain sounds, I am addicted to certain foodstuffs, if I am addicted to certain comforts, nan AC irundhada ukara mudiyum na enna artham na tagaraara na artham. Like that, I love this smell all the time. Some people like that, and all the time they put lavender, no, some perfume. Nobody can go near to that person, no? Because of too much lavender, too much perfume. No? Yedukume too much addict aha kudad. Even this nose also. Therefore, what? Avoid too much. Discipline your sense organs. Moderate. Good. Agarbatti smell is okay. Adi too much nanna dille. Agarbatti smell, sandal smell, and anything good smell. And good sound. Mangalamanade, which is spiritually healthy. Nice forms, nice sounds. Because nice music, nice dance. Nice and artha. That which helps you to grow mentally, spiritually. That which will not create any anxiety in you. That which will not create any disturbance in you. That which helps you to bring the balance in your mind. That is the samyama agni. Samyama namanartham. Controlled, disciplined. And the third yajna. In short, we can say dama yajna. Care of tattva bodha. Dama yajna. Sense control yajnam. Then fourth one is shama yajna. Vishaya bhoga yajnam. Vishayan Shabdadin Vishayan Indriyagnishu Johati. Two yajnas only he gives here. Vishaya Bhoga Yajna. We were seeing this topic in the last class. Vishaya Bhoga Yajna means what are all objects you are experiencing. All your experiences must be congenial. Every experience, Vishaya Bhogam. Vishaya bhoga means that corresponding object, whatever you see outside world, all vishayas are healthy vishayas. Are they healthy for me? They should not create any passion in me. They should not create any competitiveness in my mind. They should not create any comparison. Comparing with others, competitiveness, all this I should not develop. That is called Vishaya Bhoga Yajna. You experience, enjoy the Vishayas. Nothing wrong in that. Nice music you can enjoy, nice smell you can enjoy, nice food you can enjoy. After all, they are all meant for what? To enjoy, to experience. Bhagavan has given so many colors and forms for what? Not to, you know, hate, but you appreciate all the colors. You appreciate all the forms. Many sounds Bhagavan has given. Appreciate the sounds. All Vishaya Bhogas are also nice, wonderful. Bhagavan kept for our sake only. TV also is a Vishaya Bhogam. Illiya? Kaduki, Kannuki, Vishaya Bhogam, TV. But at the same time, that TV should not become an obsession for us. In the name of TV programs, I am enjoying. It's good for me. I love my serials. But you don't like to talk any people. You don't like anybody but to come that time. And you want to stop other talking with others for seeing that serial. Sometimes elders comes. Serial is pradhanam, not anybody. Even Swamini comes also, Swamini next. And the serial varada time la Swamini koopanamna. And the serial the pradhanam. Even Tata vanda, party vandhanam kuda appuram serial ku appuram da ellarume. Indha vishaya bhogam vechita, that means what? You are becoming slave to your sense pleasures. Vishaya bhogan, shabdadin vishayan, edhiyume moderate a irukkanum, edhukume addict aga koodadhu. I should not become slave to any habit. Habit is that. If you remove, a bit remains. And the a bit air you remove, bit remains. In that bit, if you remove B, what remains? It remains. What is it? Habit. Habit is so powerful. Adi habit, enoda habit anva. Edhuvume habit aga koodadhu. I am using, that's all. Nothing should become habit for us. Eating habit, na eating chocolates is my habit. Then enna I am slave to chocolates. Drinking coffee is my habit every day morning. Anna pochi enna ardham. And the habit palakka, reading newspaper is my habit. Habit is that it remains inna. One day his newspaper varla because of Thane and cyclone. And we'll shout at that person, "Yem paper varla, yem paper varla, or not nalladha paper varla enna enna aagum?" Nanna serial paakumbodhu electricity poidum, power cut correct on the time ku enna aagum? Nothing will happen. That is what, ready to drop anything at any time. Let me not become slave to any habit. Any person also, children, brother, sister, it is Vishaya Bhogam only, in the form of people, Vishaya Bhoga. I love, my brother is always with me, my son is always with me, my sister is always with me, then it is a problem. Therefore, always Vishaya Bhogam also, you have to drop too much Vishaya Bhoga also, sense experiences. Like sound, etc., you offer into the sense organs. Once that objects are going into your eyes, to your ears, you are offering them into your ears. Therefore, what you have to do? See good forms, good sounds, and listen good sounds, offer into them. Good experience, your mind will become healthy mind. Therefore, all good experiences may you have. All evil, bad, amangalamana, inauspicious experience offer into mangalamana experiences. That converting all inauspicious experiences into auspicious experiences. And the final meaning is what? Offer all inauspicious experiences of objects. People or objects into ஆஸ்பிஷஸ் குட் மங்களமான எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸஸுக்கு ஆஃபர் பண்ணணும். அதுதான் அவாய்ட் ஆல் ஈவில். ஓகே, தட் இஸ் கால்ட் விஷய போக யக்ஞம். வென் யூ ஆர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸிங் எனி விஷய போக யூ ஆர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸிங், யூ ஹாவ் டு க்வெஸ்சன், ஈஸ் திஸ் குட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ், ஈஸ் இட் கோயிங் டு ஹெல்ப் மீ, ஈஸ் இட் கோயிங் டு ஹெல்ப் மீ டு க்ரோ ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல்லி, ஈஸ் இட் நாட் க்ரியேட்டிங் எனி பேஷன், ஐ ஹாவ் டு பி வெரி கேர்ஃபுல்லி அப்சர்வ், ஆம் ஐ நாட் கோயிங் டு பிகம் அடிக்டட் டு திஸ் ஆர் நாட், நோ அண்ட் ஓகே தென் லைக் தட் ஐ ஹாவ் டு செக் மானிட்டர் எவ்ரி எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். தட்ஸ் வை நமக்கு அறியாமலே ஒரு ஒரு ஹேபிட் இருக்கும், ஒரு ஒரு பர்சனுக்கு வீக்னஸ் என்ன பாக்கு போடுறது, ஜரதா போடுறது, ஏதோ ஒரு ஹேபிட்டு. சில பேப்பர் இஸ் ஸ்மோக்கிங் ஹேபிட்டு, விஷய போகம் இல்லையோ, அது உனக்கு போகம்னா ஒருத்தன் அப்படி தான் சிகரெட்டு நான் நிறைய வாட்டி விட்டுட்டான்னு சொல்லிட்டான் சிகரெட்டு. என்ன ஐ லெஃப்ட் மெனி டைம்ஸ் என்ன, ஃபைனல்லி ஹி லெஃப்ட் ரீடிங் தட் ஆர்டிகிள்ஸ் வாட்ச் அவர் த டாக் அபவுட் த சிகரெட். என்ன ஃபஸ்ட்டு பர்சன் டேக் இட் ஆஸ் எ ப்ளஷர், தென் வாட் வில் ஹேப்பன், அந்த ஹேபிட் ஸ்லோலி பிகம்ஸ் மோர் அண்ட் மோர் ஸ்ட்ராங்கர் அண்ட் ஸ்ட்ராங்கர். இட் இஸ் எ ப்ளஷர் ஃபஸ்ட் ஃபார் ஹிம், தென் இட் பிகம் ஸ்லேவ் டு தட் அண்ட் தட் வில் கண்ட்ரோல் திஸ் பர்சன், தட் எனி ஹேபிட் வில் கண்ட்ரோல் திஸ் பர்சன். ஸோ தட் இஸ் வெரி வெரி பவர்ஃபுல். ஈவன் சிம்பிள் ஹேபிட், ஒன் லேடி யூஸ் டு சே ஆஃப்டர் ஃபுட் எவ்ரிடே ஐ டேக் ஸ்வீட் சுவாமினி என்ன, ஆஃப்டர் ஃபுட் எவ்ரிடே டேக்கிங் ஸ்வீட் ஹேபிட். சி வி நெவர் நோ தட் இந்த பாக்கு போடுறது எவ்ரிடே தேர் ஆர் ஹேபிட்ஸ். த ஸ்னஃப் தேர் ஆர் பீப்புள் தே டேக் ஸ்னஃப், ஈவன் லேடிஸ் ஆல்சோ தேர் ஆர் பீப்புள் தே டேக் ஸ்னஃப். தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் கால் டைப் ஆஃப் ப்ளஷர்ஸ், எடிக்ஷன்ஸ். வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் டு பி அவே ஃப்ரம் த அடிக்ஷன்ஸ். Check yourself what are all addictions you have. It looks as though they are good only. No, I am not troubling anybody. No, you are not troubling anybody. You are troubling yourself. அது ஸ்டாக் கிடைக்கல என்ன ஒரு நாள் அப்புறம் தெரியும் ஒன்று விஷயம் என்னான்னு. அந்த ஸ்டாக் ஓயிடுத்தம்மா அந்த பிராண்டே கிடைக்கல என்ன, திஸ் லேடி அந்த காஃபி கரெக்டாக அந்த காஃபி பிராண்ட் இல்லைன்னா அவுட். அது விஷய போகமாச்சு இல்லையோ. Any Vishaya Bhoga should not make me slave. That person is called a strong person. Okay, next shloka. Up to here, four yajnas over. Now, fifth yajna comes in the 27th shloka. Mano Niyama Yajnam, Shama Yajna. Sarvani Indriya Karmani பிராண கர்மாணி சாபரே ஆத்ம சம்யம யோகாக்னௌ ஜும்ஹதி ஜ்ஞான தீபிதே. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் வி ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வி ஹாவ் 17 ஃபேக்கல்டிஸ் விச் ஆர் வெரி வெரி சட்டில் with which I am experiencing the external world. Adi theriyano namakku. My every experience of every object is connected with a sense organ. Bahya karanani and antahkaranam. Pancha jnaniendriyani, pancha karmendriyani, manasu buddhi chitta ahankara. அந்தக்கரணான் நாலு அந்தக்கரணம் புட் டுகெதர் ஒன் அந்தக்கரணம் ஃபோர் ஃபேக்கல்டிஸ் இன்சைடு. பஞ்ச ஜானேந்திரியாணி மீன்ஸ் இயர்ஸ் நோஸ் ஐஸ் ஆல் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் இன்புட்ஸ். தென் ஐ டூ வாக் பாணி பாத பாயு உபஸ்தா ஸ்பீச் வாக்கிங் டூயிங் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் வித் ஹேண்ட்ஸ் எக்ஸ்கிரிஷன் ப்ரோசனிங் All these comes under karma indriyani. And thinking, mind comes under antahkaranam, internal organ. Karanam means instrument. Idu purinjukkanum namu. Karanam is called instrument. Your pen in your hand is a karanam. It serves as an instrument to you, with which you can do an action. Karanam is that with which you do an action. From kru dhatu only karanam came. With which you do an action. Eyes are karanam. With that you see forms, a seeing action. Ears are called karanam. You hear through them. Hearing is an action. Hearing action you do with hearing karanam. We are all studying about ourselves. This is also karanam. And when you smell with the nose, this is also a karanam. The smelling action you are doing. Smelling action. Similarly, touch. Touching action you are doing, it is called karanam. Tasting, it is a karanam because you are doing a tasting action. The taster, smeller. The person is called smeller, taster, toucher, eater. Like that, mind is also a karanam with which you think. Karanama illiyapo? Karanam. You are not mind. Mind is your karanam. Manobuddhi ahankara chittani na aham manar. Mind is my instrument, my karanam. Ninga karandi use panna madri karanam. Karandi, illiko. The karandi what you are using is a karanam. Like that, you are using 17 karanams, pancha pranas. We have 5 pranas. Breathing is an action. You are breathing or not? For what test pandi paathukonga. You are breathing. Breathing is a karanam. The action you are doing with prana. Prana is a karanam. So all these karanams you are using. You are the user. Okay, and the karanams vandu intact ah irukanam avladha ipo manasangra karanam patti pesrar bhagavan atma samyama yogaha yagnam idu enna yagnam na shama yagnam mano nigraha yagnah mano nigraha yagnah previous one vandu indriya niyama yagnam vishaya bhoga yagnam dama yagnam na indriya ನಿಯಮ ಯಜ್ಞ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯ ನಿಯಮ ಯಜ್ಞವನ್ನು ಒನ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ಗಾನ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್ ಆಲ್ ಅದರ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ಗಾನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್ಡ್ ಅನ್ನರ್ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯ ನಿಯಮ ಯಜ್ಞ ಸೊ ದೀಸ್ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಸೊ ಮೈ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ಗಾನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಹೆಲ್ದಿ ಮೈ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹೆಲ್ದಿ So how we have to do that Indriya Niyama Yajnam after seeing that Mano Niyama Yajnam or Mano Nigraha? This is the base for 6th chapter. This 6th chapter name is Dhyana Yogam or another name for 6th chapter is Atma Samyama Yogaha. Atma Samyama Yogaha. Sarvani Indriyani Karmani Pranakarmani ಆತ್ಮಸಂಯಮ ಯೋಗ ಅಗ್ನೌ ಜೂಹತಿ ಅನ್ನರ್ ನಾವು ಯು ಸಿ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಕರ್ಮಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಾಣಕರ್ಮಾಣಿ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ಆ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಕರ್ಮಾಣಿ ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಟೇಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಟಚ್ಚಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಮೆಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ವಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಕರ್ಮಾಣಿ ಪಂಚಜ್ಞಾನೇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಪಂಚಕರ್ಮೇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಕರ್ಮಾಣಿ ವಾಕ್ ವಾಣಿ ಪಾದ ಪಾಯ ಉಪಸ್ಥ ಹೋಲ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ವಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ದೇ ಡೂ ಸಂಯಮ ಪ್ರಾಣಕರ್ಮಾಣಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಅನರ್ಥ ಹಿಯರ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಕರ್ಮಾಣಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಉಪಲಕ್ಷಣ ಫಾರ್ ವಾಕ್ ವಾಣಿ ಪಾದ ಪಾಯ ಉಪಸ್ಥ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಕರ್ಮಾಣಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಾಂ ಕರ್ಮಾಣಿ ಸತ್ವಗುಣ ಬಾಂಡ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಂಸ್ ಕ care of Panchadashi. Sattva guna born, what? Jnana indriyams. Rajo guna born, karma indriyams. That's why they are active. Prana karmani means karma indriyani, function of the sense organs of action. Rajo guna utpannaha. What they have to do? Atma samyama yoga agnaun. In the controlled mind they have to offer. They have to offer in the controlled mind. That means what? Na? Your sense organs of action and your sense organs of knowledge must listen what your mind says. Avalada vishayam enna na unga manasu sonna maadhiri kannu kekanum manasu solradhu pinnadi ey idella paakade nu solradhu aha na paakren kannu is attracted and the shop la bomma vechirukan they have tied a sari nice sari go on seeing then mind says behind I don't see that why that sari for you it's not nice for you eyes are attracted towards those sari go on looking at that whatever they put in that advertisements outside no car la pombodhu kuda mari ettella paapom that's why they keep advertisements even tv advertisements also like that only no big boards why they are holding on like that they know we are all very weak not in vision we are very powerful attracted towards them they know that or chocolate children knows what chocolate they want what type of things they want and they know all the things from that tv programs na amma enak adu venum ani solluva or naal runnan ena hammering no advertisement he is giving lakhs and lakhs of rupees for that advertisement to hammer on our head and it comes in the tv paper and wall posters on they are hammering all the ways through the sound through the forms inni enge markaravalo anje innor advertisement thirupi thirupi varum don't forget this is the last offer this is the last date you come and buy if you buy this two you buy one free enna or spoon one spoon free enna or plastic dabba free enna if you give now in the maarangali sankranti ku pongal offer enna na you give all old things we get new things enna phone vela phone call varum unakku enna whatever you have washing machine tv or fridge old one irundana engal kudungo naanga pudusa kudupran nama nenakra free ah kudukran nenakra are you giving free enna no whatever the previous price and we deduct that and we give new one anna and namma porulla avana kanaka enna na 200 300 solluva and they give lot of costly things anna namma achipichu maadhiri andha palasu kuduthu pudusu vaangi adhukku pay panni avala attraction anna paper adhukku or thani sheet e varum news paper la so many varieties ungalku enna color venumo enna size venumo adella solli lot of things phone la varum paper la varum tv la varum inda kannukku kaadukku rest illamale eppadiyavad adu vaangi ulla veetla potta namak illena kuda next neighbor vande koopiduva namane na pudusa vaangirken neenga vande paarungo I am not interested but just I went and saw. After seeing that I'll get desire avanga pakka veetla irundha nama veetla irukka vendamo owners pride neighbors envy enna no owners pride onida pochi ipo pudusa enna enna mo varudhu owners pride neighbors envy enna in the comparison competitive mind la ulagam apdi rat race la irukka enna simple you see our ancestors party nam amma ellarume only 3 sarees they used to 2 sarees they wear iniki wash panna nanake adhe kattuva or third saree only for rainy season kaga third saree extra namak enna na ipo simple life they lived happily namak ipo if you open the cupboard iniki enna saree kattanum எஸ்டர்டே இந்த டிசைன் கட்டிட்ட வேண்டாம் லாஸ்ட் வீக் இதுதான் கட்டிட்ட கிளாஸ்க்கு இது கட்டக்கூடாது வேற இன்னொரு டிசைன் இப்போ நமக்கு அக்கா 10 நிமிஷம் போயிடும் அந்த ட்ரெஸ் செலெக்ஷனுக்கு 10 நிமிஷம் போயிடும் அதே மாதிரி பேங்கிள்ஸு, ரப்பர் பேண்டு, ஹேர் பேண்டு, இயர்ரிங்ஸ், இது எல்லாத்துக்குமே எவ்வளோ டைம் ஸ்பெண்ட் பண்ணுறோம் பாருங்கள். வெளியில் என்ன இருக்கான்னு பார்க்குறேன், வந்து உள்ள மனசுக்குள்ளே என்ன இருக்கா ஸ்டஃப்பு, இங்கே தொட்டி பார்த்தா டங்கு 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 உண்டா, ஒன்றுமே இல்லைன்னு. ஐ சா மெனி கேர்ள்ஸ், லேடிஸ் ஆர் வேரிங் லாட் ஆஃப் கோல்டு பேங்கிள்ஸ், நைஸ் நைஸ் டிசைன்ஸ், செயின்ஸ் அண்ட் டெக்கரேஷன், ட்ரெஸ் ஆல்சோ, செப்பல் ஆல்சோ, நெயில் என்ன பெயிண்ட் ஆல்சோ, வெரி நைஸ்லி தே வெரி பியூட்டிஃபுல் தே லுக், நைஸ் மேக்கப், எவ்ரி திங். And you, when you talk, they cannot understand even a single word. My God, I have seen many girls, many ladies. So much gross mind, they can never understand even, they don't have knowledge at all. And when you look at their dress and their way of pomp and show and all, it looks so ugly then. When you don't have knowledge, when you have lot of decoration, dress, so much of makeup, ornaments, everything wearing, you are not able to understand common sense. Illena edukaga indha alagana dress potittu enna prayojanam? You look more ugly, really speaking. Suppose you are so simple, but you are very sharp, you are having grasping mind, and your mind is so subtle and very intelligent, bright. With your eyes itself, you understand everything. Without communication also, you are able to grasp, and you are the brilliant, excellent one. Vaaya therandu pesave venda, kannu paarve paathute purinjirpan. Andha alavukku or grasping mind. Because they always think what they have inside, no? What they are is important, what they have is not important. External decoration, they don't bother. They always bother about knowledge. That's why they are very, very receptive, and they are having grasping capacity, and they are really happy people, finally. You know, one day or other, they fade out. Dress, whatever decoration you do, how long makeup can stay? How long external decoration, flowers, ornaments, one day or other they fade out, no? Everything. But your knowledge will grow. Adhukku dhaan Lord Krishna says, Jnana Deepite ennaar. With understanding. I give more time for only external makeup, external dress, decoration and all. My inner stuff I cannot increase. Because I have to spend a lot of time, my energy, my time for them. But inner beauty, inner glamour, inner manas, love, affection, compassion, concern, consideration towards others, and looking from the standpoint of others, this is called inner beauty. Mature people are those people, they are always work for inner beauty, mental growth. This is what Lord Krishna is saying. You offer all your sense organs of action, sense organs of knowledge for your mind, for mental growth. Never attracted to outward colors and sounds, everything, but grasp them, put them in mind. Jnana Deepite, think panna. This is good. Is it necessary for me? Is it okay? Okay. I need not imitate anybody. I need not imitate. I have my own thinking. I need not follow others' thinking. That is what a person stands on his own. I need not imitate anybody. Imitate their dress or hairstyle. What I want, what is good for me, I do that way. Simple and the best. That's mind has to think. Jnana Deepite Juhvate. Jnana Deepite means mind control backed by conviction. Mind control backed by conviction. Jnana Deepite means kindled by discrimination. Viveka Vijnanena Atma Samyama Yoga Agna. Meditation. Practice meditation. Once you do meditation, you are focusing on the mind. What you are doing there? You are closing your ears, eyes, and all sense organs you are disciplining. For some time, they all have to stop and mind is focusing. On my Ishtadevata or any object I am focusing, whatever I am doing, mind, sense organs should not disturb me. So my mind gets a quality mind. A mind develops discrimination, capacity. Because I have withdrawn all sense organs. Kandade kaatchi, kondade kolam kadiyade. Kavo, pivo, maja karoa. Nina karona, maja karona. Whatever you consume through all sense organs as you wish, going on and on, they create problem to the body, mind later. That's why disciplining the sense organs will help the mind to think more and more qualitatively. Qualitative thinking is important. That's why read nice books, see nice programs, which are nurturing your mind, nourishing your mind for in a healthy manner. I am growing mentally, I am growing, learning. Learning always you grow, not in enjoying. Enjoying entertainment is only an entertainment, only so and so time. Not morning onwards till evening you are entertainment na en artham. That means you are not growing in artham. TV, when you are tired, after doing lot of work, edho or 10 nimisham and the TV program entertainment. Mind relax, that's all. Afterwards, switch off. Its job is over. My next procedure, next program, next, I have to grow mentally. Entertainment box should not make me to sit in front of it all the time. Cell phone is an entertainment, computer is an entertainment, TV is an entertainment, radio is an entertainment, any program is an entertainment. Music station vandadu kada ani music program entertainment poi kaalilendi sayankalam varaku ukkarandata illa lunch also they are only giving. What it means entertainment indha maadhiri kadave kadaiyadu. Music season vanda program vanda evening 6 manila irundhu 8 mani varaku program irukku nalladhu veettukku poi ellarum ukkarlam. காலையிலேருந்து நைட்டு வரைக்கும் ப்ரோக்ராமு, வோக்கல் ப்ரோக்ராம், வீணா ப்ரோக்ராம், வயலின் ப்ரோக்ராம், அப்புறம் டான்ஸு, அதுக்கப்புறம் லெக்சர். மைண்ட் என்ன ஆகிடும்? என்டர்டெயின்மெண்ட்னா எதுவுமே நல்லதில்லை. இந்த மாதிரி ப்ரோக்ராம் கிடையவே கிடையாது நம்ம நாட்டில். தப்பான வழியில் போயின்னு இருக்கோம் நம்ம. ஈவன் அமிர்தம் கூட விஷம்தான், டூ மச் பண்ணினா கூட. மியூசிக் ஆல்சோ குட் அப்படின்னு சொல்லி காலையிலேருந்து சாயங்காலம் வரைக்கும் போய் அங்கே உட்காருறியான்னு. I love music. So what? I love music is an entertainment. It is not life. You have to work for your inner growth. Why you are spending whole time for entertainment? Suppose I love teaching Bhagavad Gita. You love to listen. Appadi enna kaalilendu saayankalam varaku class vechikalama enna? You should not. Amrutam vishanda. Adi overa pochina vishanda. இது நல்லது தான், இது நல்லது தான், ஆனாலும் மோடரேட். பட் ஆனால் 99% நம்ம என்ன ஆகிடுவோம்னா வி சக்கம் விட்டு தம்னார். நாட் ஸோ ஈஸி. வை ஐ எம் டாக்கிங் திஸ் மச் டைம்னா சென்சார் கான் ஸோ பவர்ஃபுல், ஸோ பவர்ஃபுல், ஸோ பவர்ஃபுல். இஃப் ஐ கண்ட்ரோல் தெம் ஐ ஆம் த மாஸ்டர், இஃப் ஐ சக்கம் டு தெம் ஐ எம் எ ஸ்லேவ். To become a slave is so easy. Water to flow downwards is easy. Falling down is easy. To go up is difficult. That's it. To succumb to the pleasures is easy. But to avoid that pleasures after certain time is so difficult. That is why Lord Krishna says, all your sense organs, you have to offer into the mind. Samyama Agni. Samyama Agni means in that mind you have to offer. All the functions of the organs of action and knowledge, one has to offer into the fire of self-control. Disciplined mind into controlled mind. So once mind is controlled, then mind monitor the sense organs. Puriyudha? Mind monitor. எது பார்க்கணும் எது பார்க்கக்கூடாது. Mind is only monitoring, controlling. எப்போ mind கண்ட்ரோலாக இருந்தால் தான் அதெல்லாம் கண்ட்ரோல் பண்ண முடியும். Next. 28th shloka. Dravya yajna stapo yajna. Yoga yajna stata pare. Swadhyaya jnana yajnascha. Yataya samshitam vrataham. Eleven yajnas, if you follow, 12th yajna is automatic. What are those 11 yajnas? What is that automatic? Jnana yajna is automatic, spontaneous when you follow all other yajnas. Aham Brahmasmi jnanam helplessly comes. Daiva yajnam you do, Indriya niyama yajnam you do, Mano niyama yajnam you do, Vishaya bhoga yajnam you do, all yajnas you do. Next yajna, Lord Krishna is saying, Dana yajnam. Now 5 yajnams over. We have performed 5 yajnams. Understanding is as good as performing. Okay. Here there is no physically doing. You are understanding and apply into your life. So meditation, pratyahara, dhamayajna, pratyaharam according to Ashtanga Yoga. Okay. In the manoniyama yajna, manonigraha yajna, meditation, dhyanam according to Ashtanga Yoga. Now, dravya yajnam. 25th shlokal, 2 yajnas. 26th shlokal, 2 yajnas, 3 and 4. 27th shlokal, 5th yajna, 5 over. Shama yajna or manonigraha yajna. Most important manonigraha yajna. Then 28th, 5 different types of yajnas. 6th one is dana yajna. 7th one is tapo yajna. 8th one is yoga yajna. 9th one is swadhyaya yajna. 10th one is jnana yajnam. Jnana yajnam. It's not repetition. There is a difference between first jnana yajnam and the inda jnana yajnam. I will explain when it comes later. Now see the 6th yajnam, dana yajnam. Dravya dhanam eva yajnaha dana yajnaha. Dravya yajnaha means for those people who are all involved in doing charity. They are called dravya yajnaha. Charitable person nanartham. Charitable person. Dravya yajnaha means practice of charity as an yajna for whom? They are called dravya yajna. Edo or dravyam. Dhanadanam, swarnadanam, vastradanam, jaladanam, annadanam, bhudanam, godanam. So many danams you can do. Raktadanam, you know, they are doing, no? Raktadanam, kandanam, kidney danam. Idella joint pandrom ippo. So in the dhanam, we have to give. Especially in pilgrimage, when you go, Tirtha Pradeshas, if you do, more auspicious. Gaya Shraddham. Adi madri, oru dhanam, andanda edathila kudutha, romba efficacious. Especially Rameshwaram, Kashi, Prayaga, in the Punyakshetras, people give lot of dhanam because that is most auspicious dhanam anartham. Your dhanam will become more efficacious. Tirtheshu dravya vinaya vinaya viniyogaha yajnaha buddhya kurvanti ana. By knowing indinda edathila indinda dhanam pannuna therinjindi pannuva dhanam pannum bodhu. Taitriya Upanishad says, Hriyadeyam, Viyadeyam, Shraddhayadeyam, Ashraddhaya Adeyam. Give plenty. No? Give plenty, do dhanam, And while giving also, Shraddhaya Deyam, give with Shraddhana. Not, I am giving with pride, you should not give. Bhagavan has given me an opportunity to offer. I am in such a position, in a giver position. Appadi nenichu kudukanum. And the edukravan vandu kevalama paakakoodadhu. Avaru Narayanan da Bhagavane ani nenichu kudukanum. Bhagavan has come to ask from me. But apatra danam pannakoodadhu. Who is deserved really? For that only you have to give. Right thing you have to offer to a right person, deserved person at the right time. Winter lo poi avanukku enna kudukanum winter la rug maadhiri kudukanum. You should not give enna edho daanam pandra maadhiri endend use aagumo adu daanam da pannanum enna use aagadhu daanam pannakoodadhu adhu andha person ku thevayani paathittu pannanum enna ketta irukku adhanal nee eduthukonu sollakoodadhu adhu daanam aagadhu whether I am having or not. If I, whatever I have, little bit, if I give to a deserved person, it is a right dana. So dana yagnam is called dravya yagnam. So giving is very, very important. Be always as a giver, not as a receiver. But never look down upon any receiver. When not your phone receiver. I am asking the one dana grihita. You should not look down upon them. So dravya yagnam, dravya danam eva yagnaha anar. Then seventh one is tapo yagnaha. These are all people are called yatayaha, who are committed to. Whenever you listen to danam, immediately karana comes in your mind. So that Chakravarti, who is that Chakravarti? Bali Chakravarti, Sibi Chakravarti. And the Sibi Chakravarti also dhanam comes. But you should not give to all people more than what you have. Kushalana Pramaditavyam Shastra says, ignoring your health, ignoring your family, ignoring your well-being, and you are giving dhanam. There are some people. அவனுக்கு தானம் பைத்தியம், தானம் பண்ணி 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 அவனு பிச்சைக்காரன் ஆகிடுவான். சாஸ்திரம் நெவர் ஆக்செப்ட் தட். அது ஒரு எக்ஸ்ட்ரீமிட்டி. சில பேர் கையை விட மாட்டான், அப்படியே பிடிச்சி பார்த்து தானம். அது ஒரு எக்ஸ்ட்ரீமிட்டி. இந்த நெகட்டிவ் சைடு எக்ஸ்ட்ரீமிட்டி, அது பாசிட்டிவ் சைடு எக்ஸ்ட்ரீமிட்டி. மீடியோக்கர் பர்சன் இஸ் ஒன் ஹூ நோஸ் ஹிஸ் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் டு ஹிம்செல்ஃப். ஹீ டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் வெல்பீயிங் அண்ட் give to a right person at right time, at a deserved person a right thing. Appada danam value. Otherwise it is not a danam. Idu inda conditions alla fulfill pannada idu kanakku be a right danam, you get the benefit. Puriyadha? Ha, I given fully everything. If you given anna, Bhagavan also looks at you. Who asked you to give? Who asked you to give? Idu show anamata. நான் எல்லாம் ரொம்ப தானம் பண்ணுவேன். தட் ப்ரைட் இஸ் தேர் அகெயின். ஸோ அதெல்லாம் இருக்கக்கூடாது. ஈவன் யுவர் ரைட் ஹேண்ட் வென் இஸ் கிவிங் ஷுட் லெஃப்ட் ஹேண்ட் ஷுட் நாட் நோ. அதுதான் லெஃப்ட் ஹேண்ட் பின்னாடி வச்சுன்னு கொடுக்கணுமா? அந்த அளவுக்கு சீக்ரெட்டை கொடுக்க வேண்டிய தானம் நம்ம என்ன பண்ணுறோம் இப்போ? அதெல்லாம் பேர் போட்டு ட்யூப்லைட் மேலே கூட பெயின் போடுவான். ரெட்டு பெயிண்டோட போட்டுட்டு ஸோ அண்ட் ஸோ பர்சன் டீட் தானம் அந்த லைட்டிங்கே வராது. நான் ஒரு ஒன் பிளேஸ் ஐ வென்ட், ஐ டோல்ட் யூ நோ, I was looking at the roof, a fan is there. Ella fan wings, mooda naalo irukku wing. Ella peru and the wing full of peru da. Donated by so and so person. And the fan paakumbodhu avangal ella naapam varuva. Idha fan daanam anna. Temples ku pona romba mosam. The lights, fans, ivar da paakana Bhagavan paakramo illiyo. And iniki prasadam yaarudhu enna andha peru irukum. So Bhagavan mele devotion kammiya irukum. Who is doing dana, how much they are donating, idella we should not do at all. We are distracting the people from devotion. Edhukku theriyanum ella ellarku en theriyanum asal, why they have to know? They need not know. So therefore danam, knowing properly, understanding about danam, the value, and give properly. Appu da real danam. That is called yagnam, real yagnam. There are very few people do real dhanam exactly. அதுக்கு சாஸ்திரம் படிக்கணும். என்ன தானம் பண்ணணும், எப்படி பண்ணணும், எப்படி பண்ணக்கூடாது, எது பண்ணணும், இதெல்லாம் தெரிஞ்சணும்னா சாஸ்திரம் படிக்கணும். அதுக்கு தான் எ பர்சன் ஹூ ஸ்டடி சாஸ்திரம் ஒன்லி கம் டு நோ எவ்ரி திங் கிளியர்லி. மூவர் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.